About 100,000 poor households are currently receiving cash donations from government under the LEAP program. Employees of the Department of Social Welfare have been on the field since Monday giving out the monies. Director of the department, Samson Nitrebi, told Radio Ghana that about 5 million Ghana cedis is involved. However, questions have been raised about the amount given to each household. Each individual in a household is entitled to an amount of 48 Ghana cedis for 2 months. Mr. Trebi, however, says most beneficiaries are happy about it. He spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
3 points where the people gather within a certain community to collect their money.
So this year, how many people are you targeting?
We are targeting 100,000 households.
How much is each household given?
It depends on the beneficiary. If there's one beneficiary for 2 months, the person will get 48 Ghana cedis. If two beneficiaries, 60. If three, 72. And then four and above, they get 90 for every 2 months.
But then what went into the estimation of giving, let's say, 48 Ghana cedis to somebody for 2 months? Is that not on the low side?
No, you see, the money is given in such a way that it will not be too demotivating for people not to work.
But then, if that is the case, then what is the purpose for giving out the fund?
That is to help those who are very poor to be able to come out of low poverty life.
But the question I'm asking is that what effect will that have? Looking at the quantum of money that you are giving out, 48 Ghana cedis for one individual for 2 months.
Yes.
And I'm asking, what really can 48 Ghana cedis do for somebody who is very poor for 2 months?
No, you see, if you go to the first, you realize that there are some people who have never touched 10 Ghana cedis before as their own money. You see, so when such a person gets 48 Ghana cedis, he or she is even thankful to God that government has been able to grant him or her such money. Some also use this money to invest in their local economy so that they will be able to get more profit and then continue to live their life. Some invest in cattle trading, petty trading, some in animal rearing and things like that.
Right, so this program, the distribution started on the 19th of this month, I suppose.
Yes.
And then you are ending tomorrow.
Yes.
So does it mean that after tomorrow, if you are not able to cover some of the household, they will not be able to have their money?
Most of them, before we go on to the food, information is sent. There are people within the food, we call them community implementation committee members. They inform them of the impending payments and they get them ready. So most of the time, we get 100%. Sometimes when somebody is sick or out of town, then you don't get the 100%. But most of the time, the people come to collect the money.
So earlier you told us that you are targeting about 100,000 households for this year. And then
that increase to 150,000 by next year.
Oh, okay. Let's look at the individuals involved. If 100,000 households, do we also have the total number of people who will be affected by this LEAP program?
That will be 600 and something thousand. Don't have the figures now.
And then you're saying that next year you intend to increase the household to 150,000.
This year up to 100,000.
Then are you also looking at increasing the quantum of money that is going to be given out to the individuals?
Well, that will be dependent on government and then our development partners.
So this year, what you are giving out as a total money, how much are you giving out?
It's almost 5 million Ghana cedis.
And is it wholly funded by government or you have donor assistance?
Funded by government and then support from World Bank and then DFID. They have a government partner. They also assist.
Director of the Department of Social Welfare, Samson Nitrebi, be talking to Bubu Klinogo.